The act is from 20th of December last, was to freeze the situation. Now, you can reasonably argue that in a situation of real crisis, which Poland was in last December, if you freeze the situation, you give yourself breathing space, and in that breathing space, you have a leader with vision, you can build a new strategy around which you can unite an opposite population to go somewhere else and to try and reconstruct the country above all Poland economically. Jaruzelski has not done this. He has really thrown away a massive opportunity. I think the lesson of the weekend demonstrations is that the attraction of solidarity is overwhelming, and the junta remains an object of hatred, opprobrium, and I suppose contempt.
But has the military government at least destroyed solidarity's leadership? Do you think they were involved in organizing these demonstrations?
My impression is, and we don't have any hard evidence on this, but my impression is from pictures I've seen and news stories I've read, is that
George Shoplin, and I'm afraid we're going now to newsroom.
The time is very nearly 20:22 Greenwich Mean Time. This is London. We're interrupting the 24-hour program to bring you news from the Falkland Islands. A British destroyer, HMS Sheffield, has been hit off the Falklands and has caught fire. The ship was abandoned and all men who left the ship are safe. But it's feared there have been casualties. A Harrier aircraft has also been shot down over the Falklands. Well, that's the end of this news item. And now, if we can, we'll return to the 24 Hours programme and Hugh Piper Jones.
And we're going back to the interview you were hearing by George Shoplin on Poland.
My impression is, and we don't have any hard evidence on this, but my impression...